CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2015. Here are the main news headlines. Amateurs provide Nepal emergency comms. New online magazine Radcom Plus launched. QB50P1 CubeSat tests successfully. The situation in Nepal, hit by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake last weekend, seems to be getting worse as time passes. Many people are still buried in collapsed buildings and caught in rubble from landslides, and there are fears that the death toll will continue to rise. Amateur radio has been active throughout the emergency, and many relief teams who travelled to the area from India, Turkey, China, and many other countries have radio amateurs as part of their teams. Nets have been established on HF to support Nepal. Operators have been involved in passing health and welfare messages for families and sending SSTV images to assist the relief effort. The IARU is collating information and post frequent updates on the IARU Region 1 website, www.iarufigure1.org, which is also shared directly with the RSGB and linked to our Twitter feed. The RSGB via the Region 1 AROS has been working with the relevant authorities to monitor and remove DQRM on the frequencies being used for this emergency. Whilst the emergency frequency of 14.300 MHz has now been closed, all amateurs are asked to give priority to any emergency traffic. The first edition of the new RSGB online magazine Radcom Plus is now available to RSGB members via the RSGB website at rsgb.org/radcom-plus. It contains construction projects for a high-performance 2-metre masthead amp preamp, a 1.8 to 146 meg Z match, and a PLL that provides an accurate and stable frequency source. There are theoretical articles on research into predicting sporadic E, how screening stops stages interacting and oscillating, and a detailed exploration of the common mode choke. There are over 40 pages of detailed technical reading with many photographs and diagrams to help you understand or build the various projects. Feedback and discussion of the articles is welcome to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. AMSAT NL says that an initial series of tests on the FunCube transponder payload aboard the QB50P1 CubeSat have been successfully completed. QB50P1 is one of two QB50 precursor spacecraft that were launched from Yasny in Russia in June 2014. The primary science payloads are still being extensively tested, but it has now been possible to undertake a short test of the transponder payload as well. After spending 10 months in Spade, the transponder was commanded on for short periods during each of the three morning passes over Europe on Monday the 27th of April. A number of FunCube team members in the Netherlands and in the UK were standing by to run through a predefined test plan. The transponder has a similar performance to that of FunCube 1, but the passband is nominally 5 kHz wider by design. More information on the QB50 project can be found at https://www.qbfigure50.eu. Christian OZ8CY has decided to stand down from his role as chairman of the IARU Region 1 EMC Committee. Christian has held this role for 22 years, and the Region 1 President Don Beattie, G3BJ, would like to place on record IARU's gratitude to him for all his work over that extended period and wish him well for the future. As a result of this change, Region 1 Executive Committee has appointed Thilo Coote, DL9KCE, currently Vice Chairman of the Committee. Registration for the RSGB's VHF National Field Day on the 4th and 5th of July is now open. The online registration form is available via the VHF pages of the RSGB Contest Committee website, www.rsgbcc.org. RSGB President John Gould, G3WKL, would like to thank all those contestants who have volunteered to join the group set up to review aspects of contest management following disquiet about the adjudication of an RSGB contest. The review has now started and should complete its final session on the 1st of August. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available for free download in PDF format from the RSGB 5 MHz webpage or tinyurl.com/Q7UQRQW. This copy, which is number 13, features 5 MHz news from the Czech Republic, UK, Uruguay, South Africa and Australia, plus 5 MHz Eclipsed, the official ITU agenda booklet for WRC15, the HB9AWRX project and readers' feedback. Several Anzac commemoration stations remained on the air until the 8th of May. Listen out on the HF bands for VK100 Anzac, VI2 Anzac, VI4 Anzac and VI5 Anzac. Please check the cluster for operating and propagation, such as DX Summit, VK Logger and others. More information can be found on the WIA website, www.wia.org.au. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 3rd, the Scottish Highland Radio Rally takes place at Aviemore Primary School and Community Centre, Muirton, Aviemore, PH221 Sugar Fox. Doors are open from 10:30 to 4 p.m. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. More from Roy, GM4VKI, 01563850976. Also today, the 3rd Dambusters Festival takes place at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Coningsby, in Lincolnshire, LN4PE. Talking S22, GB3FR, and admission to the Hamfest is £3. Doors open 10 a.m. Email tony.nightingale@yahoo.co.uk for more details. On Bank Holiday Monday, which is the 4th of May, the Dartmoor Radio Rally will take place at Tavistock College, Crowndale Road, Tavistock in Devon, PL198DD. Doors open 10:30, with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. £2 to get in, free car parking. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy, as well as the special interest groups. More from Roger Han, 2E0RPH, 01822840723. To commemorate the 70th anniversary of VE Day, North Norfolk Amateur Radio Group will be holding an event on the 9th of May under the banner Radios That Helped Win the War. They will be based on their own collection of World War II military radios, many of which will be operational using GB2 VE. The event is at East Runton Village Hall near Cromer in North Norfolk. To enhance the day, other owners of World War II radios are invited to bring them along. B2 and other spy radios would be particularly welcome. As there will be limited space, it's recommended that booking of tables to display visitors' radios is done in advance, as it will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Tables and entries to the event are free. Further information, www.nnarg.co.uk. The British Vintage Wireless Society National Vintage Communications Fair will take place on the 10th of May at the Warwickshire Exhibition Centre, the Foss, Foss Way, Leamington Spa, Warwickshire, CV31 1XN. Doors open 10:30 to 4 p.m. £8 to get in and under 14s free. Early entry from around 9 a.m. is available for £25. On the 10th of May, the 34th Lough Erne Amateur Radio Club Annual Rally takes place in the Share Centre, Linnis Quay, County Fermanagh, BT920EQ. That's Northern Ireland. Doors open 11:30, bring and buy, as well as trade stands, special interest groups. Details from Michael, 0286862 1436. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special event news. Terry of G4POP will be operating GB4FED, special event call sign for VE Day. It'll be active between the 1st and 28th of May from the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club, Burnham on Crouch in Essex. The main activities will be on the 8th to the 10th of May to coincide with the Yacht Club's VE Day anniversary events. Saturday the 9th of May will mark the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey after 5 years of occupation by the German forces, commemorating this historic event, Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will be operating a special event station from the Albert Pier, St. Peterport in Guernsey, GU70LIB, from the evening of the 8th until the afternoon of the 10th. Operation will be all bands as conditions allow, SSBCW and a special QSL card is available. This year also marks 70 years since the liberation and the end of World War II for Denmark. The call sign OZ5MAY will be on the air on the 4th and 5th of May in memory of those in the resistance who risked their lives. Activity will be after 7:30 UTC. There's also a certificate associated with the call sign. Details www.ddxg.dk/awards/underground.htm. GB2 RWM will take part in the National Mills on the Air weekend on the 10th of May from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on From Rayleigh Windmill, Bellingham Lee, Rayleigh in Essex, SS67ED. Unfortunately, the Bedworth Lions Club event, supported by the Coventry Amateur Radio Club with GB4BLC, that was due to take place on the 9th of May, has been cancelled. If you have news of any further special event stations, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. DX Interceptors will be on the air from Scarlet Point on the Isle of Man as MT0IXD from the 8th to the 11th of May on 80 to 10 metre bands. Two HF stations will be combined with homebrew hex beams and multiple vertical dipoles and a dipole antenna for 80 to 30 metres. Modes will be CW, SSB and data. People are encouraged to add any band or mode requests on the Facebook page, which is Facebook/MT0IXD. QSL via M0OXO and Logbook of the World or Log Search on Club Log. Dan and N8YSZ will be active holiday style as C6ASZ from Long Island, NA001 in the Bahamas from the 9th to the 16th of May. Plans are to be on the air on the 10 to 40 metre bands with a focus on digital modes and SSB. QSL, N8YSZ, Bureau and Logbook of the World are preferred. TM2BIG will be active from Staggerdon Island, EU105, on the 14th to the 18th of May. They'll operate SSB and RTTY on the 40 to 6 metre bands with three stations, QSL F4FET direct via the Bureau or OQRS on the Club Log. Dave at GM0LVI will be active as Stroke P from the Isle of Barra, EU010, until the 9th of May, and from Tanner and Moore, EU092, on the 25th to the 31st of July, QSL via Home Call Direct or Bureau. Contest news now, starting Saturday the 2nd of May and ending the 2nd of August. The UK 6 metre group's marathon is a contest without fixed operating time. The object of the exercise is to work as many locator squares as possible across 3 months of the sporadic e-season. Entrants can upload their logs repeatedly during the marathon to update the online league table using all modes on the 50 megs bands. The exchange is your 4-character locator. The Italian National Society ARI International DX contest ends its 24-hour run at midday on Sunday the 3rd. This event is unusual in that there are sections for single-op CW, SSB, RTTY, mixed, and multi-single. For non-Italians, the exchange is a signal report and serial number, but Italians give a signal report and a 2-letter province code, and they're at 110 to collect. There are no points for working your own country, but 1 point for working your own continent, 3 for other continents, 10 for working Italy. There are no single-band entries and only 1 power category, high. Multipliers are DXCC entities except 1 and ISO. ISO, plus Italian provinces. The UK Microwave Group's low-band contest ends today the 3rd. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, also ending today at 1400 UTC, the RSGB 432 megs to 248 gigs trophy. On Tuesday, the 144 megs UK activity contest takes place, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes. The exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the 10th, the 70 megs CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on the Friday the 1st of May. What a difference a week makes. Last week we said the solar flux index was predicted to hit the 130s. This week, apart from one tiny spot in the lower western quadrant, the sun is now looking very bare. At the time of writing, the solar flux index was 104, and the USAF prediction for the bank holiday weekend is for an SFI of 100 at the beginning, rising to 135 at the end. The maximum predicted K index is 2. While not stunning, this could bring reasonably settled conditions and some DX on the lower HF bands. Please note that as we have now entered May, you should be using the latest smooth sunspot number of 60 with your VOA cap-based prediction programs. That is down very slightly on last month. This week we have a reminder to check the bands regardless of what the predictions suggest. Chris G0DWV worked a string of stations in the USA on 12 metres on Monday at around 17:30, even though his vocap online prediction was quite pessimistic. And finally, we're now entering the spratty key season, so keep an eye on 10 metres. For openings out to around 1,100 to 1,500 miles, especially during mid-morning, afternoon and early evening. VHF and up-propagation news early next week. Expect flat tropo conditions with large areas of low pressure nearby to the west of Britain and frontal troughs moving into Western Europe, but there are indications of high pressure building again towards the end of the week, and this may produce some enhanced conditions later. Earlier this week we had sporadic key over the Czech Republic, Eastern Germany and Western Poland, a classic start of season cluster which correlated very well with a southerly jet stream over that part of Europe. There's every reason to hope that the sporadic key season has started from our latitudes, and with jet streams pushing across the Pyrenees and Alps, there is a possibility that these weather triggers will be producing the necessary wind shear in the upper atmosphere and thence the chance of some ease. Check the late morning and late afternoon off for 10 and 6 metre beacons to get the bands as they open. A lot of ingredients need to be right for ease to happen, so it's heads up and not a promise. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower peaks around Wednesday the 6th of May with a small broad peak, so look out for enhancements to the usual random MS conditions. The moon reaches its lowest declination on Wednesday, so short moon windows for EME, but with low loss on the gigahertz bands. And that's it this week from the propagation team, and that's it from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.